You're listening to WHAZ Troy, WMYY Schoharie, WBAR-FM Lake Luzerne, and WMNV Rupert, Vermont. Along with WHAZ.com on the Internet, this is the Alive Radio Network.
Of Abba Ministries. If you would like this message in its entirety, listen for contact information at the close of the program. Our prayer is that this timely message will stir your heart and spirit to begin to walk the road to unity.
Well, good morning, everyone.
How are you doing?
Now, we've got Al Garo here for a listening audience. We have Al Garo here. We have Tina Garo, Pete Robillard, and Claudia Robillard. I am your host. My name is Joe. And if you hear any noise in the background, it's because we're experiencing a lot of rain right now. So the person that was praying for rain to fall on this dry and thirsty ground, sir, ma'am, your prayer is being answered this morning. So we want to welcome you. We're going to be talking on the issue of unity. That's what we're here for. That's what we're all about. Unity can be such a simple process. The road to unity is paved with love. As we have experienced God's love for us, we're commanded to love one another. This is how they will know that you are my disciples, your love one for another. So there are a lot of obstacles that we have generated because of denominational walls that have existed for literally hundreds of years. Many reformations of the process, we're not going to be a part of them anymore because of this. Sometimes in our zeal for the Lord, we tend to bring up barriers between one another instead of rather fellowshipping with one another in the spirit of truth and of love and of unity. So, Pete, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, we're from Broad Albany, New York, upstate near the Adirondacks. We attend church in Amsterdam. We have a pretty massive website that we put together since 98 that's part of our mission ministry that we have to do. It's a mission that God gave us a long time ago. We grew up in a church that was kind of a mild Christian church. My father was one denomination, my mother was another. So we were used to the interdenominational disputes. We'd kind of grown up with that kind of thing. And as I got older, we tried different churches, and I fell away from God for a long time and came back. And the one thing that he kept bringing back to me, to my attention, is that it was not his will to see all the fights and arguing and everything going on between denominations. It just was not right. It was not of God to see these kind of things going on. It's not his will. Things that are not done in love are not of God. So, anyhow, give me a new mission, a thing to do. So we put together a website, large prayer group, keeps expanding daily. People have found us on the web. They communicate with us all the time. Ask for advice. Put in their comments, make contributions to the website.
And why don't you give us the website address? People want
to... There's several ways to get there. Probably the easiest way would be UnitedChristianMinistry.org. That's the easiest one to remember. Okay. large prayer group, but like I said, there's probably about 150 prayer members that have found us on the web and signed up. There's about 130 people or so in the email group that we run. And that's based out of associate.com or welovegod.org. That's where it comes from.
I've heard a couple people say, and I don't know if I'm looking at the question, I probably am opening up a can of worms. I'm not that kind of person. I see a can of worms on a shelf and I got to open it. But I just wonder if some of the struggles that some of us who have grown up in churches that seem to have a kind of a standard characteristic here of being closed, we're the only ones, yada, 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 that fall away or have some doubts of, or just something that causes them to kind of fall away.
I've seen that in my lifetime. A lot of people that have left the church because of things they saw in the church, and they said, well, this can't be God. I mean, whether they thought it or not, or it was a subconscious thing, they just decided this is not right, and they left the church completely.
Now, am I grasping for straws here, or do you think the whole quote-unquote challenge, and I'm not sure that Christianity is as much of a challenge as some of us make it to be, do you think that the lack of past Christianity and the schisms or the divisions between one church and another church, never mind the ones that are within the local church anyways, do you think that has something to do with that, or are we, or am I just
I think it's Satan's attempt to destroy the church,
mm-hmm.
to cause divisions. Now, you can see it began, actually, in the book of Acts. Mm-hmm. That's where the divisions began, between people that sided with Paul, people that sided with Barnabas, and it continued on. There were different divisions that began there. Whether or not they fizzled out, other divisions came up. It's a battle that we're in. It's a war. And we have to make a conscious decision to love one another.
So are you saying, then, that because there were divisions in the book of Acts, that there's also a script of how to handle division that you also see in the book of Acts?
Well, I think it's, there are a couple of places the Apostle Paul addresses those things.
Yeah. So what's our problem then? They had division back then, right? And we seem to have more than a few incidences of or examples of how the Apostle Paul dealt with it. We see it in the book of Acts. He talks about it in Philippians. He's always talking about the unity of the brethren and the bond of peace through love because of our Lord Jesus Christ. So are we not reading the Bible well enough when it comes to unity? Or
I think that's one of the major problems that we have, is most Christians don't read the Bible enough. And if you read it, study it, as the Holy Ghost reveals exactly what God meant by the words that he spoke and wrote into the Bible, you can't help but understand that we are all supposed to be agreed, of one accord, with Jesus as our focal point. Amos 3:3 mentions that, how can two men, if they're not agreed, how can they walk together?
Mm.
How can we walk together if we're not agreed? And I like to use a compass as an example. I don't know if you've ever gone hiking in the woods, in the mountains. You have a destination, a place that you want to go, and you pull out your compass, and you line it up to a marking that you want to travel to. You pick out a visual object in the distance, and you walk to it. Then you pull out your compass, take out a bearing, and do it again. And that way you know you're on the right path. Now, if you look out the path, you look at different objects and different things, you're going to stray from the path. If we're all focused on heaven, on God, on Jesus, through his word, how can we help but not walk together?
Probably would make sense.
And that's what I thought of. That matter.
It would make sense. So then why are we having difficulty then? Why is it that, it's a rhetorical question. I have an answer. add to that, I believe it summarized in one word.
Right.
Yeah. It kind of seems like it. Is it really that simple, though?
It's possible.
I think it is. I think it is that simple. When it comes down to it, you think of your own family gatherings at Thanksgiving time or Christmas time. You know, you got Uncle Bob, Uncle Sam, Uncle George. And how many times do you see each other? A year, maybe, when they're all together. Now, there could be many reasons for that. There are certainly many exceptions to the scenario I'm trying to portray. I mean, there are families that get along very well. But to some of the other normal families, you can kind of recall that in your household growing up, that there was always some conversation of what Aunt Susie wore to church, if that was appropriate. If Uncle Bob is just a little too excited when he prays, or if Uncle George is, he doesn't pray at all. You know, I don't even know if he's, you know, is he even, his question, his salvation could be even questioned. But then when we get together, you know, at Thanksgiving, at Christmas, we all kind of just make believe everything's all hunky-dory. You know, hey, how are you? But is that unity?
Not really.
So the biggest barrier to spiritual Christian unity is pride. Is what you're getting at, right?
Right.
Okay, pride of doctrine.
And what's worse than that is even false humility and a false unity of making believe, oh yeah, no, we love you, brother. We're really, how are things going over there in Timbuktu land? Are things going well as far as the message of the gospel coming from your pulpit? But is that unity, or is unity saying, brother, how can I help you? How can I roll up my sleeves and help you? Going back to that Thanksgiving illustration, how can I help prepare the turkey for you? What can I bring over? Not because it's an obligatory thing, but what can I bring over as a supplemental dish to your dinner to make this time the best time that it can be? And I think in a very real way, and using those illustrations, that as the body of Christ, whether as as individuals, families, or as churches in a community, in an area, you need to have this attitude of serving, attitude of love, of saying, we've been here for 50 years. I'm just pulling numbers out of the top of my head. We've been a church here for 50 years. I'm not insinuating any denomination right now. We've been here in this area for 50 years. We understand you're trying to start a work. Let's fellowship. Let's see how we can encourage one another. Maybe there's something that you can do better than we can. Oh boy. That takes a lot of genuine humility and genuine security.
Denominational goals must be torn down. Religious barriers must fall. The body of Christ must come together in the unity of the Spirit amidst this region for the Lord. There is a spiritual revolution on the horizon. The true church of the 21st century will not be silenced.
By ABBA Worldwide Ministries Incorporated. Send all correspondence to ABBA, that's ABBA, at Post Office Box 2281, Wilton, New York, 12831. Our phone number is area code 518-664-3122. Our email address is ABBAWorldwide@AOL.com. Remember, the road to unity is paved with love. Let's walk the road to unity together.